We're back on the KYMN Morning Show, and we welcome to the microphone Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman. Good morning, Matt.
Jeff, good morning. Happy spring break to everyone. I'm sure the people who are in warmer climates are really thrilled that they chose to do that this week.
And you're probably happy that you didn't even have to think about getting up to go out and ride around in the country and see if there's snow or no snow.
Do you see the big smile on my face? We did go out and check last Friday, of course. You know, they were, you know, talking anywhere between 2 and 5 inches last Friday morning. So we got up for the first time, really, maybe the second or third time this year to check roads. And of course, they were in good condition. So that was great. And yes, I did not have to worry about that the last couple of days. And, you know, just for those, we would have been in school both of these days. So no worries there.
All right. In the meantime, it is spring break. You're stuck here in town.
I'm not stuck here. Today. I get to be here. This is
you choose to be here.
We all love right. it here. This is great.
Good to hear. Well, we're going to take a time because of school spring break. There was no school board meeting last night, so we're going to take some time and talk about what's going on in the schools and kind of beyond the news part of it a little bit. We'll get to that and probably talk some referendum here in a bit. But you've had some. We'll take a few minutes and kind of recognize some achievements, some things, some events that are coming up, and I'll let you kind of put them in the order you'd like.
Well, thanks, Jeff. I appreciate that agency. I think first I want to start off with an event that's coming up in a few weeks, April 20th in Northfield Middle School. It's from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and it's something that's called Play for Patrick. And KYMN's own Evan Lowe is the student who's really responsible for promoting this. And what Play for Patrick is, it's a foundation that is really dedicated to making sure that young people have an opportunity for a free heart screening. And so, you know, it's really in memory of this young athlete who died of sudden cardiac arrest with a condition that, you know, he had some kind of screening may have been caught, and they may have been able to figure out some things for that young person. So that foundation's real focus is making sure other young people have the opportunity for this kind of heart screening. So the heart screening is free to all young adults ages 14 to 24. It includes things like asking about your family history. It does some basic things, height and weight, blood pressure. It does an EKG, an echocardiogram. There's a physician consultation, and there's some really awareness around CPR and AED awareness. And so, you know, we want our kids to be active, and we also know there's a very small percentage of the population who could be susceptible to this sudden cardiac arrest and just cannot, you know, compliment the Lowe family enough on their spearheading of this event. You know, Erica and now Evan, just real leaders in this area. And, you know, for me, I have a couple of personal connections to this. Now, both of these people were graduates of, they had already graduated. So in high school, a good friend of mine, she was a college athlete. She had been an excellent athlete in high school, went on to play college athletics, and she died from a rare heart defect as well. Again, someone that people were shocked by. And then a very dear college friend of mine who ended up working for the New York Police Department, played on their soccer team, and again, incredibly fit, passed away of sudden cardiac arrest during a NYPD soccer match. And so, again, these are two people in my life. I think people who are listening, many of us know someone or know someone who knows someone who has suffered from this really unexplainable heart condition that caused their fatality. And we just want to make sure kids have the opportunity to do that for free. It's equitable. It's right here at Northfield Middle School. So Play for Patrick coming up on April 20th. Lots of time between now and then, but we just want to make sure people have it on their schedule, and I'm sure KYMN will help and promoting that.
Yeah, absolutely. Proud of Evan and the work he's done here at KYMN Radio and the work he's done for the community. And that does happen. You know, it's very rare. It doesn't happen very often at all. And people go through school and won't ever know anyone. But as you mentioned, you know somebody who does. And for those, the people and the family involved, it's just a tragic thing. So hopefully we can
What do you do with that? You know, yeah. That information, you take it and you become proactive, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, students like Erica and Evan, you know, they really good young people. Erica's in college now. Evan's a senior at Northfield High School. You know, and what they do is they take that and they become proactive. How can we help others? And so great event, and hope people will participate. Mm-hmm. We also had some other real student success. There's tons of it to go through, but just a couple. Just reiterate what was on KYMN last week. Patricia Owusu, Northfield High School student, senior, winning the City Leadership Award at the State of the City Address. Just Patricia's a dynamic young leader. Follow her pathway. She's going to make a difference in this world, and active leader in our Black Student Union at Northfield High School and just throughout the community. Smart, just so good at building consensus, and one of the kindest people you'll ever meet. So we're so proud of Patricia. And then, of course, we've talked about, boy, the awards keep on coming for our kids, and just really proud. Aki Gupta, who's a Northfield High School student, placed first in the Minnesota Business Professionals of America payroll accounting competition. So the BPA has this competition in Minneapolis. There's tons of different events. And Teresa Wilson, who's the business education teacher at Northfield High School, has really gotten us into this BPA, starting to get into it. And Aki won first place, and he is qualified for the national competition. So congratulations. What a great event, and what a great organization, really helping students practice those kinds of skills that they would use in the business environment. Finally, with students, Rock and Roll Revival, of course. All sorts of concerts. We had our all-district orchestra concert last week, our all-district band concert, all sorts of things happening in March. No shock, because March is Music in the Schools month, and anyone who attended Rock and Roll Revival know there was this really wonderful video to start the event that talked about how important music educators are and all of the research that is behind how music education helps students in all sorts of other aspects of their life. And so just a shout out to all of our music educators in Northfield. I think, Jeff, we should be coining this term that, you know, Northfield is really Music City, Minnesota. If you think about all of the phenomenal musicians and the commitment that we have to music in this town, including great programming here on KYMN, like the Weekly List and other things that you've done to help promote just, you know, the love of music, and not just the love of music, but the creation of music. So we have a special place here in the community, and, you know, for us, Music in the Schools is every month, not just March.
Yeah, it Northfield absolutely is. You won't find too many cities really across the nation of our size that has the music diversity that and ability, talent that Northfield does. It's pretty incredible for a city the size of 20,000. So get out and see some music, whether it be Rock and Roll Revival, whether it be some local artist at a local establishment, or the colleges, great resources, good stuff. And once again, the high school band.
And Jeff, sometimes I think we think of things like music and the arts as these extra components, right? Something beyond what is core to a student's school or scholastic experience. And the truth is, they are core to the learning experience. And while we certainly focus on the hardcore academic things of, you know, mathematics and, you know, English and science and, you know, those kinds of areas, you know, the fact is that music and the arts are as central to a student's learning experience as anything else, and it really brings it all together. We're proud of a comprehensive public education here in Northfield, and it isn't just about one thing. It's about bringing all of those things together.
Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman, is with us right now. No school board meeting last night, so we're covering bases on a wide variety of things.
Yeah, we've got a whole
list
of things.
Have happened this winter or will be happening this spring. What's next?
So, you know, I want to. There was a great interview on this radio station a little more than a week ago, right around a week ago, around this Made in Northfield event that we had. So, Kim Purcell from Workforce Development and Mark Ensrud. I know those two for sure were on the radio, and I encourage you to go back to the archives and listen to that interview. But they were promoting this Made in Northfield event. So around a week ago, nearly 40 Northfield High School and Area Learning Center juniors and seniors had a chance to tour 11 different local area business partners. And it really represented a ton of different ways that young people could choose to spend their career. So they had a chance to learn about what's happening in those businesses, learn about job opportunities that could be there for them right when they graduate high school, if that's their pathway to choose the workforce immediately. Shared with them what kind of education or training might they need if they wanted to engage or work for one of those 11 local businesses who are part of that experience. And so I just want to really thank all of those folks for giving our students this is real career technical education. Part of it is about making sure that students are aware of what's available to them in their community, giving them a positive future vision of what they could do, and then what kind of education skills or training do they need to be successful. So a number of different folks, but just, you know, Community Resource Bank was part of it, Northfield Automotive, Northfield Retirement Center, Cardinal Glass, Northfield Police Department, and again, several others were part of that day that really brought students to the workplace to see what is happening inside of these facilities that they've been driving by, you know, probably their entire life. And there's just a lot of really cool things happening. And a great way, you know, our vision is to prepare every student for lifelong success. And for students who want to enter the workforce immediately after high school or shortly after high school, this is a great opportunity for them to prepare for that career that they envision themselves having.
Yeah, and that's the important thing is career. You can have a job or you can have a career. And a lot of times if you don't follow up with additional education options, either college or trade school or something, you think, I'm just going to work jobs as opposed to having a career. You can still have one. It's a good thing.
And there's a lot of great, really innovative local businesses here that I think that, you know, again, we drive by them every day, but don't necessarily know what's happening on the inside. So it's mm-hmm. a great partnership, and we're looking forward to seeing it expand in the future.
And there's no job in it is okay, too.
Yes, absolutely.
As long as you're working and productive. Once again, Superintendent Hillman is with us. I want to talk about the referendum and where we're at there, because we're moving towards the school, as you'd mentioned, is required to have a referendum if you are spending this kind of money.
Right. Yep, we need voter approval.
Tell us where you're at and what you're doing right now on that front.
So right now, what we've been working since the board approved, moving forward with a three-question bond referendum in November, we've been working on getting our informational campaign together. So as you know, we had seven different pathways we were looking at, and we didn't know exactly what pathway was going to be selected until the board voted a couple of weeks ago. And so we were also just, you know, bringing in the plane in for the short landing into spring break and working on getting all of the information that will be necessary to educate the community about what we are proposing as a school district and that the board approved to propose. So we've been working on a number of different pieces, starting to think. We actually gave our first presentation already. I happened to be scheduled to meet with the Prairie Creek School Board a week ago Thursday, and so had a chance to talk with them about the referendum. That's the first of, I'm going to guess, between 50 and 60, or who knows how many opportunities we will have for the community. So we're really doing a lot of preparation, Jeff. We're really focusing the educational campaign around really three themes and a motto. So the motto for the school's referendum information campaign is Reimagine Northfield High School, right? When you really think about it, in 2017 and then in the surveys that we've done over the last couple of years, voters in our community just said that a brand new high school was just too much. Over the last 18 months, as we've been talking with people, and one of the options we had been considering was just a straight-up renovation, you know, renovate in place. And, you know, many, many people told us that just wasn't enough for what we needed to do. So this reimagined Northfield High School, which maintains around 62% of the existing square footage, demolishing the rest of it and building some new and adding on, and this reimagined Northfield High School that includes this combination of new construction, renovation, some strategic demolition. It's really, if you think about it, Jeff, it's the Goldilocks option. It's just right, right? Brand new was too much. Straight up renovation was not enough for many people. This reimagined option is something that we think is just right for the building. And of course, voters get to decide in the end. And we're really focusing on three different themes around safe, being safe, that this reimagining of Northfield High School will do things like reduce the number of entrances, which we know is a liability for the district. We've talked about that many times. We know that also with part of the proposal being an expanded gymnasium, we've talked about that colloquially as a field house, but really expanded gymnasium would keep the vast majority of our high school athletics on the high school campus, you know, not having to supervise students across the entire community. So that's around being safe. We think it's a really smart plan because, again, it leverages the best parts of the existing building while eliminate those parts of the building that really are a liability, the oldest, the least efficient, again, reducing the number of entrances to create a more safe environment. We have, you're going to hear me talk quite a bit over the next 8 months, Jeff, about the research about how natural light impacts student achievement. We have both national research studies about this, and we have our own local examples in terms of the performance of Greenvale Park students when they were in the old Greenvale Park building versus their results in the new Greenville Park building. So we really know that that's going to be a big piece of our push to make sure people understand the value of that. We also know that there's going to be some really good investment in, you know, for example, our vocational technical wing, the V wing as it's called. There's great square footage there, probably more square footage than you would see in a brand new high school, but it needs to be reimagined to really support our burgeoning agriculture program while, of course, you know, supporting other kinds of things. So it's safe and it's smart, and then we also think it's sustainable in the fact that new construction is going to be far more efficient than, you know, things built in the late 60s and late 90s. We just know how to do this differently. We can point to Greenville Park as a great example for people who are thinking of what are we talking about with that sustainability. We think about Greenville Park and just that design. And then, of course, the concept of question three for geothermal also is something that would be sustainable from more of an environmental perspective and a utility cost savings down the line. So next week, we're going to launch our website, Jeff, and we'll be able to give people exact tax impact. We're finalizing the tax impact documents. We're getting our tax impact calculator. We've got some visuals for people to see in terms of just some maps that people can look at as what are we envisioning. And so I'm going to apologize in advance because you are going to be very sick of me talking about this. And I hope that the community actually gets sick of me talking about it because that means our message would have gotten through. So again, you know, Q1 is $95.8 million for this reimagine option. It's an addition, a major addition to the building, multi-story addition, focused heavily on classrooms. It would demolish the DH, S, and M wings. It would do various amounts of renovation in the remainder of the building. Think the gym, the cafeterias, the vocational wing, the art space, those kinds of things. The auditorium would get a substantial renovation. That's Q1. Q2 would be about $18.8 million for expanding gymnasium space. Again, sometimes people call this a field house, but it would be attached to the building. It would be the equivalent of 4 full-size basketball courts available for, obviously, high school, but also expanding community access. And Q3 is up to $7 million for a geothermal system to heat and cool the building more efficiently and more sustainably.
Superintendent Hillman is with us. A couple of questions about that. Are you to the point where you might have some artist renderings, some architectural drawings of that? I don't think I've seen any of that yet. Is that there?
So it's a great question, Jeff. Mm-hmm. And what we will be able to, what I can tell people we'll provide next week when we launch our website is you will see some maps. So you'll see a diagram of the existing school, and then you'll also see a diagram, a satellite version of that. We will share some artist renderings, but we won't show architectural plans because unlike a lot of, you know, if I'm doing something at my house or you're doing something here at the radio station, before you sign on to anything, you're going to have those architectural drawings, right? That's what many people's perspective is. I'm not going to pay for something until I have those drawings. Well, construction on this magnitude is very different. Architects and engineers won't draw these plans specifically, like the detailed plans, until a bond referendum was approved. And if you think about it, the plans for this kind of thing, you're talking millions of dollars. It would be premature for the school district to pay that kind of money when we don't know if the voters are going to approve it. That's just not good stewardship, one of our 6 strategic commitments. So we're going to be able to provide people the conceptual test fit, right, which is going to be, you know, these overviews, a diagram, if you will, of the existing building, where our envisioning of new construction would go, what areas would be demolished, those kinds of things, an aerial view so people can see the site. We will have some artist renderings down the line. I don't know if we'll have those for next week or not, Jeff, but very soon thereafter. And I always caution people with artists' renderings because I've seen this over the years where, let's say that a window looks maybe 3/4 as big as what it looked like in the artist rendering. Sometimes people may be upset that, wait a minute, you know, you said that that wall was going to be blue and it's green. And we all know someone who's, you know, very detailed like that, that, you know, would be concerned that, well, wait a minute, you said it was going to be like this. And an artist rendering is just that. These are conceptual pieces. And then we will involve a ton of people from the community should the referendum pass around design and things like that. So it is always kind of a chicken or egg question, Jeff.
All right. Once again, Superintendent Hillman is with us. We will wait. That website is going to be launched next week sometime, so let us know when that gets
up. You're on my list of people to share it with immediately.
All right. We've got a lot of questions about that school, and you've got a lot of answers, and we've got a lot of time to go through all of that well before the election day. So
one thing you can count on us, Jeff, is that we are adherent to process. And if you think about the entire process we had even leading up to the vote, the transparency, the involvement of the community, it's only going to continue. So we believe we've earned the community's trust, and we're just going to keep sharing the information. Then they have a decision to make in November.
Matt, thank you so much for coming in.
It's my pleasure. Thanks so much, Jeff.